scripture. It's Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 through 16. It's page number, let me check, 242 in your Pew Bible, towards the end back of the book of the Bible. So let's hear it. "See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and descendant of David, the bright morning star." Thank you, God, for all the hours of the day in which we can praise you. Picking back up our Zia sermon series, we've gone through three of the rays, and now we've got four more to do. So today we will start with the ray that stands for sunrise. Are you a morning person? I'll tell you straight up, I am not. Well, I was for a while when I was a race tracker. Ben, you understand, you have to get up mighty early in the morning to be work with racehorses because training starts early in the day at 6 o'clock. I got up early then because I wanted to, but except for those years, I was never much of a morning person. How many times did my mother come storming into my room before school yelling, "Tanya, get up now!" I hated my 8 o'clock Shakespeare classes in college. 8 a.m. was just too early to be trying to figure out the archaic language and all the archetypes and symbolism in his plays. Even now, I'm a slow starter in the morning. Takes me a while to get going. But the Bible says many wonderful things about morning and its beauty and its benefits. Praise of the morning begins at the very beginning in the early verses of Genesis. "And there was evening and there was morning." This particular phrase is repeated several times in the account of creation. Every morning something new was created. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, "Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning." Joy in the morning is the title of one of my favorite books. Psalm 130 verse 6 says, "My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning." Psalm 143:8 says, "God, let me hear of your steadfast love in the morning, for in you I put my trust." Lamentations chapter 3 verses 22 and 23 reminds us, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning." Or as one of my favorite hymns, "Great is thy faithfulness," puts it, "Morning by morning, new mercies I see." So morning, sunrise are very important times in the Bible. And the motif continues even till the end of the Bible. As we heard in the reading from Revelation, Jesus declares himself to be the bright morning star, the star that once it rises, it will never set again, the star that illuminates our lives and lightens our paths and will shine forever in God's coming kingdom. Actually, for Revelation, the morning is the beginning, not the end. The elders' reading makes that quite clear to us. The scripture describes the women going to the tomb on resurrection morning. Their hearts were full of sorrow and heaviness because the Lord they loved was dead, executed as a criminal, hanged on a cross. With Jesus' death, it seemed as though the world had ended for them. They had spent a sad, somber Friday night and Sabbath day. Although the Sabbath was supposed to be a time of rest and rejuvenation and rejoicing, they couldn't sleep, remembering everything that had happened earlier in the day. They couldn't rest because fear had undermined their faith. They couldn't stop crying as they thought about Jesus and what had happened to him. They couldn't get the image of him broken and bleeding on the cross out of their minds. They couldn't stop thinking about his insightful teachings, all the wonderful things he had said and all the marvelous miracles he had performed. But now he was dead. And now it was over, all over. Who would ever be able to take his place? What would they do now? How could they go on without him? There was but one thing they could do to show their love and sorrow and reverence for Jesus. So early early on the third day, just as the sun began to rise, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary got up and headed for the tomb where Jesus' body had been placed. The least they could do for their Lord was to tend to his body, adorning it with sweet-smelling herbs and spices and giving him a last loving farewell. They hadn't been able to properly prepare his body for burial because working was forbidden on the Sabbath, even a loving job like taking care of one's beloved dead. They started out around the time of the sunrise, but they had no idea that the sun, the S-O-N, had already risen. And it was the beginning of a brand new beautiful day, a brand new beautiful life. They thought their lives would be forever sad and without light, an eternal endless night. But they would soon learn Jesus had risen with the sunrise. The sun rose as the sun rose. And because of that, the two Marys and all of us can now live in eternal sunlight. They say it's always darkest before the dawn, before the sun rises. And it's true. Just before dawn is a time of shadows and uncertainty, of lingering doubt and weariness and wariness when nothing is as it seems. But then the sun comes up. The world brightens up, our world brightens up, our lives brighten up. The bright morning star endured a time of darkness in a deep, unlit tomb. But once that stone was rolled away and the power of God descended, Jesus would never again know night or darkness. He is the morning star that will never again set. He is the morning star that will always drive away our darkness and despair with the light of his love. In studying this passage, it was interesting to note that Satan called himself the day star, the bright star of the morning, trying to place himself above Christ as usual, trying to deceive true believers with his show of glitz and glamour. The writer of Revelation especially points out the doom of those who love and practice falsehood, much like Satan does, who tells you the things you see with your own eyes are not real. But our eyes are open to the real day star and the truth upon which it shines. We know who the true morning star is. In this time just before the final dawning, we have to be very careful about which star we are following. We have to be very careful that we are not being deceived and led astray by a display of pomp and posterity, such as Satan loves to put on. The sunlight reveals all. The rising of the Son of God will put an end to the era of ignorance in which we find ourselves currently. The light of God will show us what is true and who is true and what is the good and right thing to do. I know how hard it is to cope with all these sorrowful happenings all around us these days. Not just the fire and the floods here, but war and woe around the world, fear and falsehoods, hate and harassment, anger and angst. In the light of the Lord, the true risen sun, the things that divide us and depress us cannot stand. They are illuminated and we see them for what they are and we can send them away. In the light of the Lord, when that sun rises, never to set again, everything that causes us sorrow and anguish will be placed inside Jesus' empty tomb and sealed eternally in the darkness they deserve, never again to bring us grief and pain and confusion. We must keep telling ourselves to hold on. Morning is coming. The sun is about to rise and brighten up the skies. The promise God has given to us in Revelation is reliable. In God's holy realm, there will be no more light. We will need no light or of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be our light. It is the promise that the sun of righteousness will shine in us forever and ever. Revelation, believe it or not, is a book full of hope. It's scary, it's mysterious, it's baffling, but it's full of hope. It tells us about the bright morning star that brings in the everlasting day, and that gives us hope that one day everything will come round right and we will never again fear the night. After all the distresses and messes the book of Revelation describes, we will finally see and forever be with the one who declared, "I am the light of the world." The King of the morning will take away all our mourning. The dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. This will come to pass, God has promised, on that great getting up morning, and that's one morning I won't mind getting up early for. Let us pray. Dear God, we are in a time of seemingly endless night and darkness, but we know your promised day is coming and we will see the light. We let the tears flow from our eyes until the moment when we see the sun rise, your Son, the light of the world, the bright and morning star, Jesus the Christ, the righteous Savior, risen with healing in his wings. We give you thanks for all these promises and for the hope we find in Jesus. Amen.